Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains, we offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Engaged.
Yes.
Yay. Engaged. Congratulations.
I bet you never saw this coming.
No, I didn't. It totally blindsided me.
It was weird. I always get this thing wrong, huh? I just could figure out the mic thing if I'm going
to
do radio.
You're married now. You got to figure out that thing's got to be close to your face.
Just
because you're engaged doesn't change the rules, just so you know.
And guys don't get any creepier than that.
No, they don't.
So I know these guys talked to you about it yesterday, but you got to fill me in. What happened?
So this past weekend, Jason and I went up to the North Georgia Mountains. We went, rented a cabin. And I was telling them yesterday, like, going into every weekend, I was thinking, this could be it. You know, like, this could be the moment. Well, my best friend threw me off because I know that she's been talking with Jason about how to, you know, giving him ideas on how to do it and when to propose and everything. And
passing along your script.
Yes.
And what rings you like. And what
yes, exactly. Like, I sent her pictures of the rings that I wanted and everything like that. So she called me Friday and was like, hey, what are you doing Saturday night? Because she's getting married. And she's like, I'm going to go check out this band Saturday night that I might want to use for my wedding. And I was thinking, wait a minute. She would be the one to know what was going on if I was going to be getting engaged this weekend. So she totally threw me off. But then, you know, Saturday morning, we get up and I'm making him breakfast in the cabin and everything. And we're done eating breakfast. He's like, hey, come outside. Let's go sit by the fireplace. It's a really pretty fireplace outside. And we're sitting down in front of the fireplace. He's got one arm around me, one hand in his pocket. Thought it was a little weird that he wouldn't put both arms around me. So I'm like, what's going on in that pocket, you know? And he starts in with the sweet talk. And he's like, you know, I really care about you and I really love you. You're the only person I've ever loved. And I know that, you know, we've had great times in the past and we're going to continue to have great times. And then that's when he
when he said, but I need a break.
He said, well, we're going to break up, and it's kind of weird. No, he
but
said.
But will you accept this rose?
He actually said, so I might as well get this over with, and then went down on one knee and proposed.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Yes, and it was really sweet, and you could just tell he was really nervous, and he said he actually wanted to ask me in Spanish, but he could barely get it out of his mouth in English, that he's like, I'll scratch that, I'll just say it in English.
How cute.
But he does want to do his vows in Spanish, he said.
That's so sweet!
All right, let me ask you a realistic question. So when you're at the bar and you're bartending, are you going to keep your engagement ring on?
I did have my engagement ring on yesterday. I worked for the first time and I had my engagement ring and I said, this is either going to work for me or against me now. Because the people are going to see it and they're going to be like, oh, because it's a beautiful ring and it's shiny
it's
and sparkly.
Really
I'm afraid they're going to be like, well, she's got plenty of money. But it's really not my money. It's his money. It's not our money yet.
And right. For those that don't know, like Joanna will tell guys, did you tell them that you were single or you just never said that you had a boyfriend?
I told him I had a boyfriend. They asked. I never just
And you missed this while you were gone, but she would also imply that he was currently deployed.
Okay. No, I did not imply that.
She just wouldn't say it. She didn't ever correct somebody.
So you would say he's in the military, and they're like, oh,
and
I hope
he gets
back safely.
And I would assume where he is.
So you get more tips.
Yes.
Okay.
But now, they've got the ring, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Now you got a man to take care of you, so you don't even have to make money.
Not yet. We're not married yet. It's not our money.
Yeah, she doesn't really have the hooks in until he says I do, so... So I'm assuming that you've got like a folder like this. This wedding's just about done already. The planning for it.
There is a folder in my car. I went and bought a binder yesterday with dividers. I've already up to 3 bridal magazines, and I've already been ripping out pictures and everything. We do have a date, but we don't. It's not secure yet because I still have to call. I have an appointment to call the church this week and find out if we can get married at this church
so
and everything.
Oh, and you didn't let Bert know when you're getting married.
May 28th of 2011.
My
calendars.
Okay. Memorial Day weekend.
Got it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm excited. I'm still.
Does it feel like you thought it would after all the begging and pleading and checking his emails and checking his
living under
honestly,
his
suitcase for the wedding ring?
I thought I'd feel a little different, but now it's like I've been picturing the ring on my finger for so long. That now that it is on my finger, it feels like it's been there the whole time because I've been envisioning it on my finger. So,
do you have any advice for girls that are expecting to get engaged? Like, would you encourage them to do things the same way you did or do it differently?
Probably not. Stop. Like, I read into everything he did, so I can't help it. That's just my personality.
It drove you crazy after a while.
Yeah, it did.
Here's Marissa. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. Hey, everyone. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to tell Joanna that my husband and I got married in October, and he's a bartender at Taco Mac, and when he would, the first week he wore his wedding band, he had totally cut down on his tips. So he decided to not wear his wedding band anymore, and I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah, I told you guys about this dude, that this hairstylist up in D.C. that I knew, Nash. All the girls loved him. He's such a good-looking, exotic dude, and he got engaged, and his business went right to crap.
Really?
All these girls were going to see him because he's such a hottie. He got engaged and he had to start all over again.
Wow. I could see that.
Somebody consider, girl.
I'm not taking it off. So it doesn't even come off when I go to sleep or take a shower or wash my hands. It's not coming off.
You worked hard for it.
Yes.
Keep it on.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.